This one is Margie, M-A-R-G-I-E, Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N, 1-10-52. Today is 10-11-2024. This is at 9 o'clock. This is a 72-year-old woman with history of diabetes, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, weight loss, complains of increased pain due to hip pain where she had a surgery done a few months ago, but the Tylenol is not cutting it, period. New paragraph. Patient is very depressed. She's not sleeping well. She's on both Remeron, Lexapro, and Xanax. She says she's very anxious, and she feels nervous inside, period. Patient currently is on hospice because of her congestive heart failure, which I believe is also causing further symptoms of anxiety, period. Nevertheless, new paragraph, patient lost her husband 2 months ago, then lost a son a month ago, period. She wakes up at 4 o'clock every morning. She's having trouble sleeping, period. I went over her medications, which includes metformin, 500 milligram twice a day, Jardiance, 25 milligram, a day, potassium, 20 milliequivalent equivalent today, Xanax, 1 milligram twice a day, Protonix, 40 milligram a day, Rembron, 30 milligram a day, Lexapro, 20 milligram a day, period. Patient also takes Lipitor and aspirin along with Tylenol. Lipitor, 40 milligram, aspirin along with Tylenol, period. New paragraph, I explained to Ms. Hudson that she needs to reduce their Remeron from 30 to 15 milligram. That'll help her sleep. She's not suicidal. She has her blood pressure stable at 132 over 82, pulse is 103, and her O2 sat at a 90 right now, period. New paragraph, patient has been on oxygen in the past, but she's refusing oxygen, doesn't want any oxygen, using a nebulizer on a regular basis. She continues to smoke. She tells me that's the only thing that keeps her comfortable, especially after death of her husband and her son, period. She's short of breath with activity, taking 2 steps from the couch to the kitchen, or 3 steps, causes her to be short of breath. And this happened when she was trying to get her medication and show me the medications that she's taking, period. Her blood sugar is stable, period. She belongs in the New York Heart Association stage 4 heart failure, class 4 heart failure with shortness of breath at all time, period. I encourage her to wear her oxygen at all times to get the O2 sat around 92-94%. Patients, I'm afraid, with any type of walking or activity, her O2 sat's in the 80s, period. She also suffers from peripheral vascular disease, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy. Also, I'm going to ask for Tramadol to be sent over per medical director regarding the ORIF of the left hip and the fact that she continues to be in pain. Period. New paragraph. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.